Alicia Harris is an acclaimed playwright. She was even shortlisted for a Pulitzer Prize. But she had no film experience when she decided to write, produce, and direct a movie version of her revenge play called Is God Is. Critic Bob Mondello says it's an astonishing debut.
Twin sisters Racine and Anaya are inseparable.
Where Racine go, Anaya always gonna follow.
They've been that way since they were disfigured in a childhood fire they barely remember. It left Anaya's face a latticework of scars that made her shy, left Racine less visible scars but psychic pain that turned her fierce. Racine's their muscle, Anaya their soul, orphans, or so they thought.
We got a letter from Mom.
I thought she was dead. What's she doing with us now? Where's she been at?
She's on her deathbed.
They rush through a deep south that feels like something out of Zora Neale Hurston, southern gothic where passions run hot. On arrival, Racine says something unexpected.
You ready? To see God.
God?
She made us, didn't she?
Mama lies in a bed, body scarred head to foot, calm but determined.
Those are my girls.
Their father, she tells them, set her on fire all those years ago. The girls were burned when they tried to save her while he stood at the door blowing smoke rings at the moon. Now she has a mission for them.
I'm gonna keep this real simple for you. Make your daddy dead. Give a spirit, then the body. Like he did me.
This seems a little crazy.
Not as crazy as setting your wife on fire in front of your kids and abandoning them.
This is the stuff of genre flicks, obviously, grindhouse, spaghetti western, but it's also the stuff of Greek tragedy and the Old Testament, and writer-director Alicia Harris, who hails from live theater, leans into that side of things, scripture and satire.
It's the devil!
When the search for dad leads the twins to a minister he had a fling with.
Oh, hell no.
Witness suppression straight out of Greek myth when they visit a mute lawyer, their father reduced to scrawling notes.
For fear that it would wag, he took my time.
And when Racine starts swinging a rock and a sock like she's David going after Goliath, there's no question the filmmaker's invoking ancient stories of retribution.
I don't want nothing but blood.
Harris is also invoking real-life domestic violence and the bonds of sisterhood in a tale of young black women who are the heroes of their own story. Mallory Johnson's Anaya and Cara Young's Racine are so in sync.
If I'm dumb, you dumb.
If I'm weak, you weak.
Ooh, it's easy to believe each twin knows what her sister is thinking. For us, their unspoken thoughts helpfully appear as pop-ups. And they're surrounded by considerable star power, Vivica A. Fox, Janelle Monáe, and as Dad, initially filmed in ways that obscure his face as if he's too toxic to look in the eye, Sterling K. Brown, playing a sadist and manipulator who proves as surprising as he is monstrous.
Why don't you sit with me? Seems like we got a lot to talk about.
I suspect I'm making Is God Is sound heady and intellectual, and it is that. But Harris also makes it cinematic and exhilarating in ways you don't expect from a first-time director. Quentin Tarantino may have seemed this accomplished right out of the gate, and in much the same way. But there aren't a lot of other parallels. The violence blisters, the rage consumes, the writing combines modernity and myth.
We ain't killers. We come from a man who tried to kill our mama and a mama who wants to kill that man. It's in the blood.
It's customary to say you can't wait to see what a first-timer does next, and I suppose I do feel that way about Alicia Harris. But right now, I just want to see Is God Is again. I'm Bob Mondello.